Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. It's Throwback Thursday, guys.
I saw you standing, and I started pretending. I knew you, and you knew me too. And just like a romance, you were too shy, but you.
What an amazing song. And that is Tevin Campbell. And man, you talking about just a great voice. And, you know, Tevin Campbell, whatever happened to him? He came and with this amazing voice and great hits and everything. And I haven't heard anything from him in many years. And so I just wonder, like, you know, the same thing, it happens to so many artists, like they just come out and then go, just disappear and vanish, and it's kind of crazy. But I'm just grateful for the music that they gave us, and You know, even my group Dynasty, I mean, you know, we hit with a couple albums and then we were gone too. And, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, we were gone from Dynasty being out in the front, but we were still doing the music for everybody else. And so we couldn't even focus on us, right? Couldn't focus on what we did. So, but anyway, I just, you know, it's just, I when I hear that song, I'm like, man, that guy's voice is so good that his career should still be pumping. I don't get it. I don't understand. Maybe some of you do. If you do, let us know. Let us know. Tevin Campbell? No, he didn't pass away. He 16 years ago, somebody just said he passed away 16 years ago. I are you sure? Wow. That's breaking my heart. Really? Wow, I have to really look into that. That's Jesse. And so, guys, if that is the case, that's crazy. So sad because, you know, we don't, you know, you come and you go just like that. And it's just breaking my heart. But somebody wants to hear some Gerald LaBerge. And much love to all you guys. And so let's get busy here and do that for the listeners. And much love to you guys. Going, this is for my girl in Amsterdam. Here you come.
It's gonna be one of them days. I can feel it.
On a day like today, God, I said nothing went my way. Trying to find some peace within, but there ain't no rest for the weary man. Everything seems to get me down, looking everywhere just to find a smile. Then the phone rings. Baby, my heart is beating fast. You don't. today. We can just be friends, babe. Ain't got to be your man. No way, no way. Said it's funny. Funny you should call me. Cause I've been thinking about you, baby. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you, baby. And it's funny. You should call today. You should call me.
Detroit, Michigan. What's up, Julianne?
Hey, hey, hey. I had to give you a call.
Yes.
When I heard you mention about Tevin Campbell,
which is
one of my favorites of all time, is alive and doing very well.
Amen.
Yes, I know.
It was a mistake. It was a misunderstanding. The artist that we just finished listening to is who they were talking about, right? You get me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, so that was LaVert we were talking about.
Okay, but it was
a misunderstanding. It was a misunderstanding.
We just got to listen to Johnny Gill, though, to play LaVert earlier, I guess. Yeah.
Yes. Well, mm-hmm. actually, I'm sorry. Did I play Johnny Gill right now?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing. But it's a delay, so you could have,
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, LaVert was the first song I played, yes. So here we go. So I just want to say, how has your week been, sweetheart?
So far, very good. We've been having some really nice weather.
All right. Have you enjoyed the elections?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, it's over and done with now.
mm-hmm. Now you can breathe, right?
The funny thing, when I went out there, there was nobody there. I walked right in and came right out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you do early voting?
No, as a matter of fact, I got there about about 2 or 3.
So you voted on election day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, it was about three.
I'm always fearful of lying, so I just go and do early voting.
And I usually do, and I wanted to do that, but I didn't get a chance to do it this time.
What's always really strange about the early voting is that they say they could tell you how many people have voted, but they don't count your votes until after the election day. Well, why don't you just count them while you're counting them? Why don't you tell, mm-hmm. While you're counting who's mm-hmm. voting, why don't you just say, just go ahead on it. That way you don't have to, like, go back and forth and back and forth. You got it already.
Right.
You know who voted. And so on election day, boom, just drop it. That's just, we already, mm-hmm. but no, they wait until after they count all the votes from election day. Then they go back to the early voters and start getting, that's just kind of backwards to me. But whatever the case mm-hmm. is, it's so nice to have you. And so what do you want to hear, my dear, for calling in and blessing us and keeping us on point here at Solo Records Radio?
I would like to hear anything from Dynasty.
Dynasty.
I would be pleased to hear anything from Dynasty.
Oh, wow. That's so weird because in the background, it's a song off the first album. You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Icebreaker, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys all get excited when I sing, and I appreciate that. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Astra. She's been working out today. She was on the treadmill. She sent me her working out. Go girl, do your thing. And Greg says hi from the UK. What's up, Greg? And, I just want to say Don Fleming is running all over the place trying to do, he's handling his business. So, shout out to Don Fleming, my brother. And, Julian, it's so sweet to hear from you. And did you say you been listening to the shows? It just really blesses my heart that you mm-hmm. listen to the shows the way that you do. And I like it because sometimes I'll get a message from Julian talking about something that happened. I go, she's listening. listening. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And you're welcome, Astra. Mm-hmm. We love you, sweetheart, and we miss you, and we know you're doing what you got to do to take care of yourself, and we're proud of you. Keep up the good work, and don't stop working.
Keep up the good work. That's it. Hello, Greg and Don and everybody.
Yeah. So are you ready for the holidays? Guys, we have over here in the United States, we have a thing called Thanksgiving. And some people in other countries celebrate it as well. It's just an opportunity for you to be grateful for what, you know, God has done and blessed you with and throughout the year. And time for also another time, a time for family to come together. So another time for family to come together. Yeah, and just get together and love on each other. And that's usually one of the biggest ones, right? That's huge, right, Julian? On Thanksgiving,
right,
it's like
exactly.
Everybody's over everybody's house. Like, gee, Jesus, you know? And so, you know, that's the one thing I miss about moving away from my children in California. I left, you know, and so I don't get to see them as I would like to. Like, if we were living here, we'll just make arrangements to, you know, for them to come over. They always came to our house for Thanksgiving. But we're not there. But anyway. And then, you know, obviously Christmas and stuff. So to me, right after Halloween, my birthday, right after that, bam, just it starts with, you know, Thanksgiving. But it's just one big season to me. And the thing that I love about it, Julian, the thing I love about it the most is that everybody's being loving to each other. It's a beautiful season. Because it just seems like it's all about love. And I'm just wishing that, you know, we could carry that over into, because when January come on, you know what breaks loose. And then people start acting crazy. First of all, they're broke because they didn't spend all their money. They got to go back to work. They're pissed off, you know. And then here comes everybody got an attitude. And it's cold. And people are like miserable. So we got attitude. So we're broke. We got to go back to work. And it's cold. Like, oh, my God, you know. And also, you know, the new politicians come in and they start acting crazy, trying to figure it out. You know, it's like, oh, my God, we got to deal with all these attitudes on top of our attitudes. So it's rough the first part of the year. And then if you have family members, that have birthdays in January, you're like, oh, goodness gracious, I gotta keep spending money. Okay, can we just? What about that gift paper?
What
did you
just say? Happy birthday.
What's that?
I can just tell them happy birthday. You know, the holidays came, and you know, I've exhausted my funds, and I'm trying to play catch up and things like that. So you know,
they don't want to hear that. They're like, hold on, come on. Don't treat me like a bald-headed stepchild, y'all. I need mine, too. Come on now. Don't play with me. But anyway, sweetheart, thank you so much for calling in and blessing the airwaves with your beautiful voice. We appreciate you very much. And so tell me this. Can you help me out? Do you want an up-tempo from Dynasty, a mid-tempo from Dynasty, or would you like a ballad with anything you want?
How about an up-tempo?
Let's get everybody
on the dance floor. Yeah,
all you right.
Broke out with the icebreaker, you know, so, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, so, guys, here we go. Let's get going on Solar Records Radio with Dynasty, as per our beautiful sister Julian's request on Solar Records Radio. That is amazing, and it will go and go and go. Graham Central Station, y'all remember that, right? Graham Central Station, man, that was the John. That's what it was all about. We had so much fun back in the day in the basements and stuff, and just having a great time. I'm getting messages. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it's loud. Boom, bam, boom. We have new product that just came out, and the people are asking questions. Let me see. It's a hat. Okay, so I'm quite sure. Yeah, but anyway, so I just want to say that I'm so excited that to just talk about this music that really has blessed me for so many years, and I know it's blessed you guys. And so we're going into the holiday season. As we go into the holiday season, I just pray, guys, that we recognize how blessed we are and not look at the problems that we have, but look at the blessings that we've had in our lives throughout our lifetime. Right? You know, if you have to go back even further, let's not get caught up in the moment. Let's look at the big picture and recognize where we've come from, how we've been blessed, how lucky we are to have each other, how lucky we are to have all the people who care about us. And I heard someone talking the other day on a TV show, and they were talking about having, this special person in your life, and they were saying, you know, the guy that was hosting the show, it was Steve Harvey. And Steve Harvey was saying, you know, like, no matter what happens to me, no matter what I do, no matter, you know, what I'm going through, no matter what time it is in the morning or in the evening, if I'm in trouble, I have two friends that I know that will always be there for me, that they will show up no matter what. And he says, and you know, I'm 60 something years old. This is a lifetime of investing in trying to nurture relationships like this. And so at this age, I have two that I know will be there regardless. That is absolutely amazing to have people like that, that's in your life, that no matter what's going on, they will drop anything they're doing to make sure you're okay. And so I want you guys to understand that these are confidants. That's what they're called, confidants, right? And you really only get two or three of those in your lifetime. Most of the time, they are your parents, right? But our parents are not always here, right? As we get older, they get older, and they move on to the next dimension, but we're still here, and it's nice to still have people that care about you like that. And so, you know, I pray that you invest in your relationships so that you do end up having, you know, a couple of confidants in your life, somebody who is there for you all the time, no matter what, love you through the situation, because that's just what they were born to do for you. They are angels on earth, you know, and so we're very lucky to have two. I'm hoping that you have one or two, you know, and some of us have even more. But, you know, I know that there are a couple people I could call no matter what, and they will love me. They will love me just the way I need to be loved. And they will look at me in my eye, even if I'm guilty, and tell me it's going to be okay. As they love me, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. I'll make sure I do everything in my power to make sure you're okay. And they do. And that's beautiful. What a blessing it is to have an amazing person like that, that do whatever it takes to make sure you're okay. And they don't charge you for the crime. They don't charge you for waking them up in the middle of the night. They don't hold that against you. You know, they just love you right where you are and who you are. God, man, I'm so grateful for people like that. Anyway, I will get back to the music right now. Thank you for tuning in. And remember those people that are very, very special in your life. Don't forget them, because they mean so much, and let them know how much you appreciate them. All right, so here we go. Back on the floor on Solar Records.
So fine, so fine, blow my mind, ooh. So fine, so fine, blow my mind.
blessed. Chic, man. I mean, Chic was really putting it down back in the day, and it really, really, really blessed us. You know, when I say us, I'm talking about Dynasty, because we used to love just, you know, going back and forth with them, Nile Rodgers and them, and Dynasty. It was a wonderful thing, because it was like they would put out something, we would put out something, they put out something, and we were putting it out on different artists, not just like, so Chic was producing people like Sister Sledge, and mm-hmm. also people like Chic, I mean not Chic, Sister Sledge, and they were, come on, John. I just got locked up in my brain here. But they were constantly producing different people, Diana Ross, and I mean just different people, and we were doing all the stuff with, you know, Shalamar and the Whispers and Lakeside, mm-hmm. I mean not Lakeside, but you know, Gladys Knight and Janet Jackson, and so we were, and you know, plus we both had our own groups, Dynasty and Chic. And so Tony the drummer and I, we always, you know, like I rest in peace, Tony. Tony, he's gone, and it's just so sad, because it just breaks my poor heart. And Bernard Edwards too, the bass player, is gone as well.
Oh yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, rest in peace to Bernard Edwards.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, it's like crazy, just crazy. So, but anyway, when I hear that music, it just reminds me of how they were driving the 80s. They drove right out of the 70s. The late 70s, when they came on, man, they just drove us like full steam ahead into the 80s
mm-hmm.
with some great classic R&B music. So much love to them. And Don Fleming's in the house, everybody. Y'all hear him. We just got... How you been, bro?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And I recognize that today is Sinbad's birthday. Happy birthday, Sinbad. Much love to you, man. He's 1 year older than me. I had no idea.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's a Scorpio like me. Yeah. Man, oh man.
I remember Sinbad from Star Search a long time ago. He was a contestant on Star Search. I remember. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it goes back, right? That goes way back, way, way back.
Yeah, sir.
So what's up, Mr.
And
Fleming?
He's doing a whole lot better. He suffered a stroke a couple of years ago.
Yes. I remember we were praying for him. We were praying for him. Yeah, wishing him well and stuff. And so what about you? It was somebody else. Do you remember Dr. Dre? Albie Shore is just recently, but around the same time, Sinbad had
Yes.
And so did Dr. Dre. And so I think both of them mm-hmm. recovered or in the, mm-hmm. you know, the process mm-hmm. of recovering. It's hard when you go there. Oh, man. And so, but anyway, yeah, Sinbad, Albie Shore. What's the update on Albie Shore?
He's doing better. Apparently he was in a coma. I thought it was rumors until he had posted it on his, his YouTube page about his recovery. So,
wow.
Again, yeah.
How long was
yeah.
he in a coma?
And
do you know?
I don't know the exact amount of time he was in. I have to look into it, because I always thought it was Christopher Williams. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people try to confuse Albie Shore with Christopher Williams, and Christopher Williams was going through his health issues. So I always, we always kind of mixed the two. Kind of psychologically in our mind. Everyone was like, well, you know, Albie Shore had a coma. And I'm like, I thought you were talking about Christopher Williams. Then it comes to find out it was Albie Shore. So, but we want to wish both of them, you know, send prayers to both of them and a healthy recovery. I think Christopher Williams is doing a whole lot better. And I'm going to find out a little bit more about Albie Shore and hopefully he's on his road to recovery. I know he had posted, you know, him getting out and going through his surgery and things like that. He kind of did like a, you know, kind of highlighted, you know, his ailments and whatnot. But yeah, he's doing, from what I'm hearing, he's doing a whole lot better. So
awesome.
And he's not, his speech, his speech is still, he can't really talk, but, from what I'm hearing, definitely, he's getting better as far as, you know, him held. I think he's eating. So, definitely want to send prayers and a healthy recovery. We got to have Al B. Sure, man. I got his music in my library, man. We got to definitely send him prayers and play the blues.
Let's get him on the show. Let's get him when he gets better. Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, you know, Don, are you ready to do your block, man? You ready to get a warm-up in for the
you
night?
You got me to do a block. Yes, I am here, man. I am here. And we got about 52 minutes left of the show. I want to remind you guys, tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Throwback Thursday Night with yours truly. So, you want to go into some music, Ornell?
Go for it.
Want to go into some music? Okay, of course, you guys, everyone talks about Confunction. Confunction is a beautiful thing, but I got to go into Michael Cooper's solo. This is from 1989. This is a classic. It's called Over and Over. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
Over and over again.
That was, I guess, my contribution to the show. Of course, that is music from the Gap Band, 1984 classic, I Found My Baby. Before that, I had to hook up a little Tanya Blunt from 1994, Through the Rain, and, of course, started off the block. What did I start off the block with, Wardell? I forgot already. My mind is just going nuts. Oh, oh. Michael Cooper. Michael Cooper, over and over.
There we go.
I had the pleasure of talking with Michael Cooper on my radio show a few years back. I mean, it's an amazing brother, man. He was just one of the coolest brothers you're ever going to meet and talk to. And he was on his way to get on a plane trip for whatever function tour that they were doing. And he made time to, you know, talk to me and everything. So it was all good.
Wow. Yes, I saw him in a few different concerts, I enjoy just hanging out with the old school guys and just chopping it up. It's always fun hanging out backstage, and just it's a whole nother world, man. It's just I never thought that I would ever be able to do that, and then when I was there doing that, it's the same as, you know, you're preparing for a game at school. If you ever been on sports, mm-hmm. and you're back, you're getting all ready and people are lining up and getting out there to sit down, wait for you to come out and do your track or field or, you know, gymnastics or whatever it is. And it's the same exact feeling, same thing. People
whatever
just
that
waiting.
Thing you do.
Yeah, whatever that thing is you do. And when you said that, it made me think of him. And when I went to see Lakeside, and they were there doing the Funk Fest together in San Antonio, mm-hmm. and that was great. And it's always fun to hang out with those guys. Always good to hang out with family. So what else is on? We got about another 34 minutes left in the show. Don't forget, tomorrow on Sold Out Records Radio, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles records. And that's the Whiskers, Shalimar, Dynasty, Lakeside, Midnight Star, Collage, on and on and on. You know all the deal. You know all those groups. So we look forward to Silvers. We're going to have a good time. Climax.
In which I'm ready to I have a bone to pick with you, because we want to go in depth, because I wanted to know your take on the, we talked about it a little bit, we teased it a little bit the other day, but, you know, talk about that Unsung episode from this past Sunday, that I guess profiled Solar Records. And I just wanted your take on it, man. And well, hopefully we can kind of get into, you know, the meat and potatoes of that. As far as your thoughts on it, man. So yeah, tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm gonna pick his brain. I want to see if he's upset. I want to see if he's mad. I want to see if he's happy. I want to see if he's feeling a certain type of way. No. I'm throwing
it
out there.
It's all good. It's all good. You know, and I'm excited to share my thoughts about it. And I love family, so. You don't have to worry about anything being wrong.
Oh, no.
Family's family. You know, we all got family. We all got family members, and some of them sometimes might be a little cuckoo, but we still got to love them. It is what it is, right? And even sometimes we mess up too, right? And so, but you know,
right.
We just pray that they continue to love us. So family's family, and I look forward. So every Friday here on Solar Records Radio, talking about the sound of Los Angeles records. And I just want to give a shout out to all the new people that just joined our Solar Records Radio group page. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining our page. We appreciate that very much. Hopefully, you know, you are enjoying the music as well and the interviews that we try to do here for you. We have new clothing. We have new gear. On the Solar, just go to the WardellPotsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com, and you'll go to the shop, and then you'll be able to see the hats and the shirts and all the stuff that we have. And then also, I have an audiobook. I shouldn't say this, but it's coming, and so it's going to be out for Christmas. So it should be out by Thanksgiving, actually. And you'll be able to go on Amazon and get it. But we will keep you posted here. And that's in regards to my walk with the group Dynasty, and how did I become a professional drummer? How did I get so blessed to be in that situation, and all of the support that I had along the way? So it's a good mm-hmm. story, you know, just for people that, you know, it's really about, you know, knowing that dreams do come true, you know. And so as a kid, a lot of times we just, I want to do that, I want to, you know, but, you know, sometimes we get derailed off of where we're going because others don't believe that. They think it's just a fantasy, you know, like you can never do that. And then when it happens, they go, I always knew you could do it. Like, what? Yeah, so
where
you
were
had
you
that
when I was doing this? Like, where were you?
So you just have to make sure that you continue to follow the passion that God has put in you, and not be derailed by other people's insecurities, or if they don't know what you feel, they don't know what God has put in you, and it's hard to explain why you feel the way you feel. Like, Don went to school to be a teacher, and people didn't understand that probably. Some of his friends like, what are you, what, you know, but he just followed what it was in him to do. And, you know, we all have our own paths, right? And so you have mm-hmm. to, it's really good that you recognize that at an early age. And it's really good for us adults to make sure that our children and grandchildren understand that at a young age. So they can prepare themselves for, you know, the ups and downs in life that life's going to, you know, bring to them. So, but anyway, so we look forward to chopping up with you tomorrow. And also, I want you to check out our new product on SolarRecordsRadio.com or WardellPodsJr.com. And while you're there, if you want to donate, it's all good. We'll take every penny we can get. So thank you. Don, you want to do another block, or are you ready for me?
We got about 29 minutes left of the show. You know what? I'm gonna do a afternoon drive takeover. So I'll do a couple on this one, and you could do the last song. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to, you know, when I go downstairs and get something to eat, then you got a couple of blocks from me. So it is, just depends on if I'm going to get hungry tonight. So so it's just,
we know
it's just one of those
things. We know you're going to get hungry. Come on, man. He's hungry before he gets hungry.
That's foul. That is just so foul. You know what, though? What do you want? You want to hear something up-tempo? You want to hear something medium? You want to hear slow jam?
I want to hear classic. Classic. Something
hear...
that's just... Yeah, just something that's just brilliant.
You know,
I want
what?
To hear you. I want to hear your favorite old-school song. And I want to know why it's your favorite. Yeah. I want to know why it's your favorite old-school song. You can tell us that when you come back if you want. But I want to know why. It's, or that's not say your favorite. That's say one of your favorites, because you probably have a million favorites. So.
Thank you. You know what? Because you weren't being fair when you did that. So,
I know.
I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide.
No.
But you know, go ahead.
I put myself in the position.
You hear it in the background,
myself,
though. You hear the song in the background, though. But go ahead.
Let it go. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, guys, what you hear in the background, let's take you back to the Land of Enchantment from 1978's music from Enchantment. It's You That I Need. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday on Solar Records.
I'm on Let me hold you in my arms so gently. Then
Jackson 5, right?
Yeah, but I think Troop Breed did that as well.
Yep, sure did.
Yeah,
sure did.
Yeah.
And, sure. Troop did some great remakes. As a matter of fact, they remade on the next album, they remade the Deal's Sweet November. And both versions are amazing. Their version is amazing. So, yeah, Troop really put their foot in it in 1990 off their I think that that's my attitude album. I had that album. I love Troop. Troop, of course, means it's kind of like what they call it an antonym. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Total respect of other people. That's why they call themselves Troop. So.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
the original.
Yes.
Love that.
And before
I played that, I played Baby by Mr. Jeffrey Osborne from 1982. What a beautiful song.
Yes,
and of course,
yes.
Started off with classic Enchantment from 1977, 1978. It's You That I Need, one of my all-time favorite slow jams, man. That is, I love. It's just something about 70s soul, you know, that really does it, you know, for me, because, you know, the harmonies and, you know, and here's the thing, as polished as these cats were back in the day, and, you know, that's another topic down the road when we talk about how polished R&B was, and I think you had kind of made the notion of we had our guest on yesterday when you talked about, you know, the A&Rs and things like that, all of these things that are grooming artists. You had all of these elements, but you know, when you go to these backstories, some of these cats were gangsters. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you think about, you know, the stories about Harold Melvin, and the Blue Notes, or Harold Melvin himself, and you know, groups like the Four Tops, and you know, these cats were certified. You don't walk up to them talking crazy, thinking that they're gonna sing you a lullaby. They might sing you a lullaby after they hit you, but I mean, it's these cats are just, there is a whole story behind this. As a matter of fact, I would love to get with Vernon Sawyer and just talk about Blue, because he's a part of Blue Magic, and talk about all of the, you know, behind the scenes stuff from Blue Magic, because I know they have a story to tell. A lot, and I'm just so intrigued about these backstories, man. And not only, again, they had the time to groom these artists, whether they sing these falsettos, and that was that whole, and there's the word I'm saying, conventional wisdom that, you know, if a man sung falsetto, he was less of a man or whatever. But no. You know, and I don't want to go too off tangent or whatever, but I just wanted to kind of make that, you know, people say, well, these cats sound soft and things like that. No, not at all. I think even back then, you know, when you talk to a woman or trying to, my grandmother would say court, a coat, when you're courting a woman and things like that. I mean, these are the necessities that you have as a man. You feel like that you have as a man. And when you sing to a woman the way, these beautiful songs the way you do, that doesn't make you any less of a man. And like I said, some of these cats' backstories is pretty much, you know, conducive to that, or at least opposite to those sentiments and those thoughts and those stereotypes. But yeah, man. But you did ask me a question about Enchantment, you know, I ended up playing it, but one of my favorite songs. But again, it just goes back to that 70s melody. You know, when you see these movies or you see these shows where cats would like singing on the street corners, girls walking home from school, things like, you see I kind of paint that picture in my head as a kid, and it was just a beautiful thing, you know. And again, when I talk about, you know, the gangsterism and things like that, you know, that's just my personal thing. I always kind of want to know the backstory. But the beautifulness about that, painting that picture of when people sing on these corners to the girls, probably three blocks down, cats are shooting dice. You know, there's a griminess about, you know, that inner city or whatever, that to me, it captures like that whole essence of the music. Even then, you got to take the good with the bad, and all of those parts come together in like this fusion to have the music that you know we create and then that we created back in the day. And all of that is that needs to be talked about. to me, it's just it's an American landscape to me.
Well, you know, it's you that I need. That song, man, I mean, if you don't know after this song is over that this guy needs you, he'll never know. I mean, good gracious. It was like, it was beautiful. It's a beautiful song, and
if you didn't really get the singing part, you definitely get the brother speaking in the background like, "It's you, that is me." If you didn't get the singing part, you got where he was in the background just telling you it's you that I need. So
yep, that's right, that's right. So do you know? I just want to know, you know, I know we got about 10 minutes left. I just want to know if you had to pick out one of your favorite R&B tracks, just one, if you had to, not meaning that it is your favorite, but if you had to, somebody said, Don, we need you to just real quickly and put you on the spot. Can you just pick out one of your favorite your favorite all-time R&B track, what would that be? All-time.
Oh, my God. Off the top of my head. What's SOS Band, Tell Me If You Still Care?
Well, that is so ridiculous because mine is SOS Band, Take Your Time. Wow.
Oh, I thought you – okay, yeah, that'll work.
That's me. We both picked the same group. We picked the same group, Eddie.
That's crazy.
Good gracious. And we're from two different generations, and we picked the same group.
We were meant to work together, sir. I think that was God telling us that I ain't leaving and you ain't leaving. No,
that's wow. So listen. You know, SOS Band, you know, might get some new sales now. It's like, we just, all-time favorite. We both went to the same group. That's ridiculous. Wow.
I know. It's crazy. But like I said, 5 minutes, we can have this conversation, and 5 minutes later, if I'm closing my eyes and I'm in this meditation mode and I'm reaching, I'm figuratively and probably literally, I'm reaching for a song or I'm reaching for an album, and I open my eyes and I look at it, it'll be a different song. For example, hey, I just said SOS Band, you said SOS Band. Right now, if I can do it right now, 5 minutes left of the show, and I'm reaching for a song, that song could be, at the tip of my tongue, that song could be PYT by Michael Jackson, you know? So it varies. There you go. So it's just that type of thing, man. But yeah, it's destiny, brother. You know, we both said SOS Band.
Yes. Well, we got to get rolling, guys. We're up and out of here, and we just want to thank you so much for hanging out with Don and myself. We appreciate you. Thanks, Julian, for your advice. And, you know, don't forget about tonight, Don Fleming, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio, and I'll come and hang out with him. All right, guys, you guys have a blessed and wonderful rest of your evening, wherever you may be. Thanks again for being the best part of Solar Records Radio, and we'll chop it up with you guys a little later. We're going to leave you with this.
Have a good one.
All right, see you later. Out. Bye.
What's your phone number? I know I'm kinda fast, but I need to waste time. Baby, what's your phone number? Girl, I have to ask, cause you're so fine. 777-9311. I wanna spend the night with you if that's alright. 777-9311. Ooh, baby, please, can I come?
to be cooler than this cat you're sitting with. I'm to your right, baby. Come on.